Translation. This child will be as strong as a lion and as worthy a shelter as the Himalayan mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. One is compared to the lion when one is very strong and chasing an enemy. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. The lion never fails in the chase of an animal. Similarly, the head of the state should never fail in chasing an enemy. The Himalayan mountains are famous for all richness. There are innumerable caves to live in, numberless trees of good fruits to eat, good springs to drink water from, and profuse drugs and minerals to cure diseases. Any man who is not materially prosperous can shake shelter of these great mountains, and he will be provided with everything required. Both the materialist and the spiritualist can take advantage of the great shelter of the Himalayas. On the surface of the earth, there are so many disturbances caused by the inhabitants. In the modern age, the people have begun to detonate atomic weapons on the surface of the earth, and still the earth is forbearing to the inhabitants. Like a mother who excuses a little child, parents are always tolerant to children for all sorts of mischievous acts. An ideal king may be possessed of all these good qualities, and the child Parikshit is foretold to have all these qualities in perfection. Om Agnate Maranda Shaganan Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritang Jena Tasmai Shigrave Namaha. Adidanastrinandan Tari Damyachi Panapanashi Marupadam Boja Durisham Jan Majan Mani. And not a pitachirin charat kuranavatina kalau samarparita monotodura song sabakti sriyam hari purutasundara dutigadamasandi petaha sada hidekandare spurutuva sachinandana. Yadwaitam Brahmopanashari Tadabhyasa Tanubhayat Mantriyami Purushetu Sangshavibhava Shareshvarepuna Yaiha Bhagavan Sasvayamayam Na Chaitanyad Krishna Jagati Paridatang Pramiha Janalam Vita Bhujokana Kavidato Samkirtanai Kapitaro Kamalayat Yakshu Vishwambaro Dvijabaro Jugadharma Palo Vande Jigat Priyakaro Kurunavataro Mukam Kroti Bachalam Pangulanga Tegri Mukipata Mahambande Shigurin Taranam Jayatam Surato Bangu Mama Mandamatir Gati Matsaras Vadam Buja Radha Madan Mohana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Mrugendro Iva Vikranto Nishevyo Himavaniva Tatikshur Vasudeva Sau Sahishnu Pitaraviha. This child will be as strong as a lion, as worthy a shelter as the Himalaya mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. Though these are more of the predictions of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit is the hearer of the Bhagavatam. He inquires, Parikshit Uvacha, Shukadev speaks, Shukadev Uvacha. So it is not a light thing. It is not an unimportant thing that we're hearing about him, because, as is described here, strong as a lion. Although he was a great Kshatriya, this was something that we read, or I don't know if I was here reading it, but some of the descriptions of the sages were asking why Maharaj Parikshit, who was the shelter of everyone, Shivayalokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Tamashloko, how did he give up everything, Janashraya? He was the shelter of everyone. He was so auspicious. He gave up his kingdom, and why did he do it? Etc. And this is more also preparing us in a way. The next few chapters, we hear more about the Pandavas. And then again, it enters Maharaj Parikshit in the 16th chapter. And Maharaj Parikshit starts to, he's described there again. And some of the things are poetically resonant, as in this Mrugendra lion. He is a lion, and on his chariot there's a lion later on, and it describes his lion in contrast to his Arjuna's chariot with Hanuman on it, and that he had black horses, Arjuna had white horses. But he was compared to these persons. He's continually being compared to Arjuna and Yudhisthira. So we know he's extremely powerful. And here we see that he's very forbearing, especially. How forbearing? He sat without any drinking, any eating. He sat for 7 days to hear the Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj. And Shukadev Goswami was very pleased with Maharaj Parikshit also. His questions, Bariyane Shate Prashna. I'm very pleased with your questions. Bariyane Shate Prashna, Prashna, the questions. Krito Loka Hitam Nripa. Krito Loka Hitam Nripa means, my dear King Nripa, Loka Hitam. Your questions are wonderful because they concern everyone. They are for the welfare of everyone. Let me just see. I tried to turn on my fan. Ooh, hang on one second. It's blazing hot here. Excuse me. Wow. Got hot again. So, Maharaj Parikshit, he had given up everything and come to the banks of the Ganga finally to hear or to ask the sages. He felt very blessed being around all these great sages, and he was asking for their blessings. He's even saying that whatever happens to me, Ganga Chadevi Chittamishe Samopayatam Pratyantu Sarve. All of you sages, please. He had surrendered everything. Maharaj, sometimes Prabhupada would compare, or in the same statement, he mentioned Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that, of course, is a different circumstance, such great persons we can't conceive of, but as administrators for the Muslim king, they, Prabhupada stresses, although it's a transcendental circumstance, that in that position, they didn't develop the adhikar somehow by circumstance. As Maharaj Parikshit, he was living like a king. Of course, he's a pure devotee, but still, this is something that Prabhupada gives us. So when he surrendered everything, just as Rupa and Sanatan did, completely, and Maharaj Parikshit, so he stated there, Vijol Prashishta Kuhakas, he's saying, please, the Ganga, he's by the Ganga, such an auspicious thing. All these great sages, various types of sages, but he was just sitting, waiting, fasting, and he had been cursed, that Brahmin boy who said, just imagine things he said as an upstart Brahmin. Because actually the Brahmins do own everything, it's true, but still he didn't understand the position of Maharaj Parikshit, who had placed that dead snake on his father's neck as a garland. He said, just like crows and dogs, we're actually the brahmanas. We support these kshatriyas. Without us, they have no brain to think. So very intolerantly, he cursed, but Maharaj Parikshit took it. So he was very forbearing, as it says here, extremely so. Therefore, the word is used, titikshur, sahishnu, trinarapi, suhishnena, tororapi. This famous verse, Amanina Manidena, Manidena, Kirtaneya Sadahari. If we want to chant and hear, Maharaj Parikshit is famous for his hearing of the Bhagavatam, Vyasaki Kirtane. Sukadev spoke it, Parikshit Abhaved, Vyasaki Kirtane. Shri Vishnu Shravane, Parikshit Abhaved. Parikshit is famous for the hearing of the Bhagavatam, and Sukadev for speaking. But still, if we want to hear or speak, we have to also develop these qualities more and more. I mean, the time is running out for us. Maharaj Parikshit had his warning, his notice, 7 days. Prabhupada so many times said, you do not know 7 minutes, 7 seconds, any time. So we should become controller of the senses as much as possible. And this is here indicated. Tatikshiva Karunika. When Kapila Deva was speaking to his Devahuti mother, Devahuti, he was speaking the Sadubhushanam, the qualities, the ornaments of the sadhu. And first thing is Tatikshiva. As mentioned, Tam Titikshashva Bharata, Matra Svarsha, all the kids in the Gurukul, at least, if they're in the Gurukul, at least they learn that, those simple verses. Matra Svarsha Shtakonte Ashitoshna Shukla, at least they learn that, those simple verses. Matra Svarsha Shtakonte Ashitoshna Shukla.